Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Good afternoon, Phoenix. And 960 The Patriot listeners, here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, a fully independent, fourth-generation family office right here in Sun City, taking a break to bring you information you may not find on those other financial shows. We are aware the last thing you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here and listening to us. Mostly listening to JR. I don't think I got to talk at all last week. So this is all you're going to hear from me. Back to JR.
I had a lot to get to last week. Actually, I do every week. But last week, I had so much in front of me. I do again this week, but I don't have the same... I don't feel quite as passionate. I know this is... Yeah, I mean, we're within the last week of our lives. The big eclipse. The big eclipse. It's next Monday. So this is it. This is probably our final show. Not our doing, but our finer show, nonetheless.
Yeah, like the Mayan calendar and Y2K and, yeah, no, April 8th, I'm sure, huge, real important day.
I love your sarcasm. So,
I'll
well,
racing back. I'm going to be doing good. I don't care about anything.
Yes, you'll be racing. You're going to be racing that brand new sports car of yours?
No, I didn't get it prepped in time. So, I'll still get time. I think the race car is still running. I should probably start it before, so I know. But yeah,
there you go. Well, and we're doing a presentation that night. So, you know, with Another Money Show, if you ever want to see us do something similar to what you hear, but you want to meet us, you want to do it in person, we have three different presentations coming up. So let us know. Reach out to us at team@anothermoneyshow.com or give us a call at 623-523-0444. And if you want to meet us while you're in a big group, we'll give you locations, dates, and times. But one is actually next Monday night. So if we're not all dead and ghosts, even if we're ghosts, I still think we should do the presentation. I mean, we committed to it.
You need plans. You're not going to not show up to them. That'd be rude.
No. Yes, it would be.
And one day, couldn't they see us at that 960 Salem Media Fighting for Freedom presentation? Maybe we'll be that big one day that they can see us there.
That'd be fun. You know, I love
that out there. If you're, you know, the president, CEO of Salem Media, and you want us to speak there, JR would love that.
Well, and we would, I'd be like a fish in water.
You did give him a card. Maybe he's listening. Maybe this is the episode he listens to.
Right. And he's ready to elevate us to stardom status. So that was a really good night. Seth Leibson, you know, we're a big fan of his. We got to meet Mike Gallagher, Officer Brandon Tatum. It was really good. These are smart, well-rounded individuals. You know what my one disappointment was? It didn't get fiery enough for me. I want people like slamming their hand down on the podium and saying that there's problems. We have to wake up. We have to fix them. And they didn't do any of that. They were just, I don't know. It was kind of mellow for my taste, but it was good. I mean, a lot of good stuff came out of it. So we will see. And I did extend an offer to Officer Brandon Tatum to be on our show. I asked him to help us because we need the name brand recognition. And we'll see. I mean, he hasn't called or emailed or written yet, but we'll see. That'll be fun. So, and I did ask Seth if he'd be back on our show again. I said, if I promise not to talk. I think if we get him back on the show, I'll just have you and him do it. I won't even show up. But he said,
well, he loved not having to be the presentation. He could just be the name. You got to do all the work.
Well, he kind of said that. He said, I like it that, you know, you talked so much. So we'll see. We can have it back on again.
I'm the only one that doesn't like when you talk so much. Everybody else loves you.
That is not true. I am married to your mom. She is not a fan of me. So Other than you two, though, you're, well, wait, Jay. Jay doesn't like, basically, my family hates me, but everybody else seems to put up with me. So, speaking of putting up with me, I've got a lot today to get to. The eclipse, you know, I mean, to me, it's, do I think it's going to happen? How do I know? I will wait and see. If a bunch of chaos ensues, maybe we'll reschedule next Monday night, but I have planned on being there. I have handouts, I have business cards and brochures, I'm ready. So we'll see what happens. You know, some of the real life stuff going on this week, you know, I've told you, our whole mission in life is to give people current events so nothing surprises them that comes our way. Our motto is we want you prepared, not scared. We want you proactive, not reactive. If you are still in the camp that it can go on forever. We had a young couple in our office yesterday, and he was very much like you. He's like, well, why can't they keep printing money forever? And I'm like, well, because history repeats itself and we can't. We're getting ready to tip. You can't have a nation that has completely open borders where we have to feed and clothe and transport people. You can't get this kind of debt and something not give. It's just never happened. So, well, what if this is the first time in the history of the planet that it will happen? Well, we could be optimistic like that. I mean, I guess I'll wait and see what happens in my lifetime, and then I'll look down from heaven and see what happens in your lifetime. But I can tell you, the rest of the world is not in such a hurry to let us get away with this ridiculous money printing and mismanagement. There is not. We talked last week about the SWIFT. Is within 1 to 2 years out. That is international, world, global commerce. Those are the people that can, you know, handle what goes on in this world, and they are going to a central bank digital currency. They've said it. They're just waiting for the time to unroll it. The BRICS nations, if you haven't done some poking around, it's time. They're having a big meeting in October, which will come at us fast. And they are, you know, we keep presuming that they are going to announce more of their formal plans. Will they have a gold-backed currency? Will they have a central bank digital currency they're going to use? What nations are going to be formally invited? Apparently, they're going to have a lineup of what nations are now part of the BRICS. And then they're going to have nations that basically play nice with the BRICS. One thing that all of this has in common, the entire world, one thing that there seems to be in common, none of them really seem to want us to be included. So at this point, it's just more likely. If you were a gambling or a betting man, I would say it's more likely that we're going to have some changes than not. Am I 90% sure? In my thinking, in my opinion, yes. I'm up to about 95. I think there's a 5% chance we keep going in my lifetime, not in yours, in mine.
You only have until April 9th, so.
Right.
Or April 8th. All right.
Hey, today as we record is the 3rd, so that's what, 5, 6, I'm not good with numbers or math, and I don't want to take my shoe off, but that's like a week from now. So, hey, we could crash now between now and next week. You know, North Korea tested another rocket. Now they're saying that they are fully ready with their missiles. They're fully ready to go. So, geez, I mean, who knows the problem? Oh, and there was a big, huge earthquake last night in Taiwan. So I talked to Nick. Well, I talked to him via Messenger. Apparently, they were bracing for a big tsunami in Japan. Nothing has happened yet. There was a ton. When I went to bed, there was 11 aftershocks on this earthquake. The main earthquake was like 7.7 on the Richter scale. So it was a big one. So, you know, we still have that region. We still have Taiwan and China messing around. So there's a lot going on. Iran is saying that they are going to attack Israel. Well, okay. I mean, they kind of, you know, we should be ready for that at any given moment. So the whole world is still sketchy and on edge. And my whole thing, you know, you have been right for 6 years. There has always been something to worry about. I have been too worried, according to you. I agree with you. There's always something to worry about. I do not necessarily agree that I've been too worried because I still do my thing. I go to work. I do what I want to do. I'm not hunkered down in a spider hole over it. I'm just acting accordingly. I'm doing what I can to be prepared, not scared. The thing that I add, and this young couple got to hear it from me yesterday, there has never been this many things to worry about. When we first met them, we didn't have $34.6 trillion in debt. Everything is going the wrong way. You know, these open borders, I can tell you right now, if I had to place a bet or a wager on what is going to bring this country down, I have said for 20 plus of my 26 plus years in the industry, financial. I told people 20 years ago, do a Roth IRA. Don't do a regular IRA. I told people, pay down debt. I told people that I think we're going the wrong way. And what I was looking for was inflation, taxes, healthcare. What I wasn't looking at 20 years ago was borders. You know, the last 10 years, I've been keeping my eye on what I think's going on with the borders. You know, obviously we got a dose of that under Trump, build the wall, Mexico's going to pay for it. But we've got a way bigger look at the borders over the last 3.5 years. And I mean, if we don't have a terrorist attack in this country, I will be absolutely shocked. I mean, they're, you know, the gotaways, they talk about who they've caught. We've got people, you know, from Chile breaking into houses. They just found some apartment in the Bronx with a bunch of guns and stuff. I think it's pretty much, in my opinion, on that one, 98-99% for sure. Within the next months, years, whatever, we're going to have an attack. How big it gets, I don't know. I mean, you know, how devastating, I don't know. My fear, personally, what if we had a bunch of attacks? What if one attack led to other attacks? Our systems are fragile. Everyone. Now they're talking about, you know, for the election coming up, a lot of weirdness might elevate before the election. Some of it on purpose, some of it just, you know, happenstance. Now they're talking about, you know, 4 years ago, it was Russian disinformation that we had to watch out for. Like Russia gave a hoot about our elections and they were going to sway them. Now, what I heard on Monday, Chinese disinformation. So instead of Russia, maybe now it's going to be Chinese, you know, that are going to sway our elections. I don't know. You know what I heard yesterday? There's avian flu is back in the radar, and now it's jumped to cows. So I mean, I guess apparently a cow can get a bird flu, and now they're saying it's jumped to a human. So, geez, you know, I told you during the big egg shortage that I, if we ever have food shortages, watch out, because people will panic. If they can't get into a Fry's or Albertsons or whatever for a week, they're going to panic. They're talking about culling a whole bunch of chickens. Of course, this is starting in Texas. That's weird. We lost a bunch of cattle to the fires in Texas. That's weird. And now they're saying that we have to watch out for this bird flu. So it's just every time I move, there's something else to look out for. But I would say that our financial system is definitely going to collapse, but it's going to collapse because of the black swan event, which could be a bird jumping to a cow, jumping to me, and we all die. The open borders, it's not slowing down. I think that's where we're going to see problems. We're going to have people lose their you-know-what when this starts happening. So that's what I'm worried about. I did read an article on March 26th from Breitbart. It says here, New York Democrat governor. I don't know why they always have to say the political affiliation. You know, it's hard not to be politically polarized enough in this country. I actually think that's another thing. You want to talk about civil war today and what's going to bring it on? So, but you know, stop this. When you do these articles, we can figure out, if we want to, we can figure out what political persuasion the governors and the mayors and the politicians are. But anyway, right away, New York Democrat. And I don't care if it said New York Republican. I just, that word is not necessary there, if you ask me. So, ooh, look at me being very
ignorant. It is if you want to cause a divide. Of course.
That's what they're doing. I've been saying that forever. That's exactly what this is about. If you want to bring up the division, you do this. If you want to bring down the division, you don't have to say, unless it's material to what you're trying to accomplish. You don't need to say their race, their gender, or their political affiliation, if you ask me. So,
what about the pronoun?
So I know that I'm reading this and I can't strip a word, so I continue. New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul has proposed $2.4 billion in spending for migrants in her latest budget proposal, along with plans to spur residential development in a state with some of the highest rent and home prices in the country. Well, no kidding. It's New York, so it always has been. Tuesday, commentator Howie Carr posted a long list of freebies. This is where I tied in with finances that the state is handing to illegals. So it was migrants in the first paragraph. In this paragraph, it's illegals. Pretty sure I'll see newcomers soon. His list is extensive, and it includes costs for housing, food, clothing, rent, and many more expenditures. Carr's list includes $150 per day for each illegal staying in a free hotel room. So they get $150 a day for staying in a free hotel room, $64 per day in meal costs per person, free medical care, free dry cleaning, free housekeeping, free iPads, free cell phones, free chargers, free clothing, free diapers, free baby supplies, free car seats, free education, free legal services, and many, many other line items. This, I have the article. If you're listening to the show today and you're like, no, come on, this is not true, I will scan it and email it to you. I will mail it to you. You can come to the office and meet us and pick it up. Every day I read this stuff. And by the way, when I read that, they didn't say freebie for every word. I just wanted to accentuate that there's no cost to these people. So it actually said $64 a day in meal costs per person, free medical care, dry cleaning, housekeeping, iPads, cell phones, chargers, clothing, diapers, baby supplies, car seats, education, legal services, and many, many other line items. Wasn't it more in your face when I said freebie for each one? But yeah, they're all free. And if this stuff doesn't bother you, when they're talking, finally, we just spent 2 or 3 weeks on it, they're going to cut your Social Security benefit. They're going to raise the age in which you can take it. They're going to keep giving money to what's the country? Ukraine. I don't even remember anymore where my tax money's going.
It's all of them. They're giving it to all of them.
Pretty much. It's been awfully quiet on the other foreign aid we give out. Now all we hear about is Israel, Gaza Strip, and Ukraine. But trust me, Pakistan, looking at you, we're still helping other countries so we can buy their friendship and make sure they don't attack us or whatever the heck we're doing. Are we still compassionate? We're broke. I mean, you know, sooner or later, we are going to see that the emperor has no clothes. And, man, this is ugly. But this thing with the immigration, the newcomers, we're 34.6 trillion in debt. We have double the credit card debt than we had during the Great Recession. We've got a bunch of people, from my reading, that are raiding their 401ks. The middle-class family in Phoenix to buy a home, median price, not Fountain Hills, Paradise Valley, Scottsdale, wherever they're more expensive, median price house in Phoenix. You have to have a salary, a base salary of $110,000 plus to buy a house now. Say goodbye to the American dream. We've been telling you BlackRock, Blackstone, Vanguard, they're going to get rid of private home ownership. How the hell do you think they're going to do it? You're seeing it, Anthony. You're seeing it. And I know it's not January 1st of 2025, but I can tell you over the next 20, 30 years, it really is going to be a different landscape. We really are going to be a Venezuela. There's no way around.
Congress passes that bill that says that single family homes can't be bought out by BlackRock, Vanguard, and all these hedge funds. That'll be huge. I mean, again, you're putting Congress in charge of policing themselves, which will never happen. Just like, we should probably stop insider trading for Congress and letting them buy individual stocks. But of course, they're not going to vote against that. There's nothing wrong with buying ETFs. Let them buy ETFs. But to let them obviously, very just blatantly commit insider trading is absolutely acceptable.
Nancy? Larpy? Nancy?
It's not just her. He's a real easy
target. Oh, I know that. He's an easy target, but look at the Magnificent Seven. Look at NVIDIA right now. It's just the most recent example of ridiculousness. She is an easy target. She's one of the ones that came out saying how wrong it is. And then she said, let's not change it. So you're right. I picked the easiest name I could. You are absolutely right. you know, but she's a pretty powerful name. You know, during COVID, she was getting her hair done when she told people not to get their hair done. When people couldn't go out and get food, she was showing off her expensive freezer and ice cream. She's a very easy target. You're right.
I thought that was Warren, Elizabeth Warren.
With the ice cream?
Yeah.
No, she's a Native American. She was probably locked down on the reservation. That's a different one of these ridiculous people. No, and I liked Elizabeth Warren years and years ago, and I'll tell you why. I went through college. I got a 2-year degree in general studies and associates of general studies.
Hey, at GCU. Showing off.
Yes, I am. I'm just trying to point out how darn smart I am. And then I got a bachelor's degree in communication studies from Arizona State University. And the only reason I got a bachelor's degree in communication studies, there was too much math when I was going towards economics and finance. I'm like, ooh, yeah, I'm not smart enough for this stuff. So I changed my major to communication studies because it had the least amount of math classes. And then what have I done for the past almost 3 decades? I am a financial dude. So that's funny. It's funny to me anyway. So, but I was lucky enough to have the GI Bill. So between the GI Bill and the grants that I got, I never had any student loans, which was pretty luxurious. But there was this, and you say the word predatory when it comes to student loans. There were very much predatory student loans. But there was something else going on. Even back then, there were tables set up when you first went to GCC and ASU, and they were with credit card companies sitting at the table. They know it's your first time away from home. They were giving you these, you know, low limits, $500,000, whatever it would be. And they wanted everybody to get hooked on credit cards at the schools. And Elizabeth Warren was like, this is baloney. This is not right. You are preying on people that you know are supposed to be focused on studies and not debt. And I loved that. I was like, good for you. Common sense out of our government. But then she did turn more extreme and ridiculous, and there was stuff I didn't like about her. So anyway, I don't know how I got off.
You're not supposed to like everybody, right? You're not supposed to agree with everything.
Huh. I'm not.
Should we play that clip? Is now a good time for that?
What clip?
That Louis C.K. clip I sent you a couple weeks ago.
I don't know. Is that the one that has a bad word in it? We're trying to keep a family show.
No, you beep it out. It'll be fine. Jesus.
If you want to play it.
No, I mean, we talk about the political divide. You've already talked mostly about politics on here, you know, not finances in this episode. So, Jim, if you can play that one this week, but I don't know. I think it sums up kind of what people are forgetting about this country is we're all different. We all have different opinions. Like, you shouldn't have a political party where you agree with everything, and you shouldn't just agree with the political party, you know, for the sake of I'm in part of this party. Like, we're all individuals. We all have different liberties and freedoms. We're not different, but, you know, we all should have different opinions on all of these things. Like, that was what made this country great. But there was a clip from a comedian, Louis C.K., who's a really big name, but it was funny. It was really elegant the way he said it. You know, the way we talk about George Carlin all the time, too, you know. Just because these aren't politicians, you're like, oh, you can't take them seriously, comedians. But they're just everyday Americans like the rest of us. And I thought that was, I don't know. We'll have Jim play that clip. You let me know what you think.
This is another Money Show. Except this one's different. This one's actually fun. Took a look down a westbound road. Right away I made my choice.
And I said, hey, guys, you know all this stuff about problem, because everybody was into problematic and writing think pieces about, you know, this and that. I was like, so this is what you did. Thank you.
Yeah, this is where it got us.
This where that was my feeling back then, was like, this is what's happened, is that there's no conversation going on anymore. Nobody's really defending liberal politics, and there isn't a real conservative running. It's just a show and a piece of one.
The right can just put out a guy that goes, aren't they crazy? And do well because of how crazy the left is.
I think the next thing that would restore the country is a normal conservative, a normal Chris Christie. Because there's no Democrat. First of all, they're all behind. There's nobody even thinking. Yeah. There's not. But at this point, it's 2022. The presidential election is in 2024. And not one Democrat is talking about running. So there is, it's going to be Biden, and
it can't be.
It feels,
it literally can't be.
I think it literally can't be two. So I don't really know what
Kamala,
we got. And it's such a mess over on the Democrat side. But it can't be these guys who are just pushing whatever button that day. I'm going to go against the liberals on this because that's what they're mad about today. It's got to be somebody who goes back to just regular. And I don't want a conservative president, but I believe I live in a democracy and that the president should only sometimes reflect my values because I'm a part of the country. I'm not the whole country.
Yeah.
So if I lived in a country where I love the president my whole lifetime, that would be up because I only agree with about 38% of the people in the country.
Yeah.
So that's, to me, the what is the test of what a president should be? Is it that he should be compassionate, strong, all these? To me, what he should be is a representative of the people's will. He, remember this thing that I said, he is a president. He presides. Like when they talk about, like real intellectuals talk about it and real press guys, they say, you are president. They don't say you're the president. They say you're president. And Obama used to say, when it comes to president, he didn't say being the, he would say president. Because it's a verb, it's you're presiding. Like I said, it's not, it's a simple job. Trump always talks about leader. When you're a leader, you're not a leader. You're not a ruler. You are presiding over a process. You're presiding over a process of equals deciding things together. You're supposed to be just one of the people who was chosen to step up, being told by this group of all, that's all we also voted for, what to do. That's what the legislators, and then these nine people who are looking after, making sure that it all, that it's supposed to result in the right thing and keeping after the, keeping the tiller in the right direction.
Yeah.
But it's a humble position. That's why I don't think it belongs to a guy like him. I think it's fascinating that he took it for as long as, for those 4 years, and they impeached him twice. If you impeach somebody and they win, it makes them stronger. Yeah. I mean, Clinton proved that. It's just so stupid.
Fixed indexed annuities can help protect your retirement savings against market ups and downs. Nationwide's Peak 10 can help protect against market risk and provide guaranteed income for life. Peak 10 also has an optional rider that offers an immediate 20% bonus based on your principal applied to your income benefit base. Call us now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444 to connect with a qualified advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Guarantees and protections referenced within are subject to the claims paying ability of Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company. Nationwide Peak 10 is issued by Nationwide Life and Annuity Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio. Neither Nationwide nor its other entities are associated or affiliated with Brookstone Capital Management, LLC.
Got questions? Call Rochford and Associates now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444.
You're listening to Another Money Show. No, that's the name of the show. Another Money Show. And now another money-making round with JR and Anthony.
And I did. I listened to the entire 7-whatever-plus minutes of that clip. And I mean, I want so much to hold hands with everybody in the country and have a Coke and, you know, see a polar bear. I want rainbows and kitties. I want this world to cooperate more for you and Jay and Nicholas and Jim and Doug and people that are younger and the one and only Sam Davis. I mean, there's people that I want to succeed and have a good shot at things, but we've become so polarized. There should be no reason. For the last, I don't know, 20 years, there should be no reason to have a two-party political system anymore. You know, everybody's already talking now about if we get RFK, Robert Kennedy, you know, if you vote for him, if you talk to a Trump person, they're going to say you just wasted your vote and gave it to Biden. If you talk to a Biden person, you're going to hear that you just gave the vote to Trump. So it's
too- But it's all propaganda. If everybody's so mostly in the middle and everybody says I'm so tired, and especially now that they can't even come up with two new people. I mean, both parties have shown that they don't care about this country if they're just going to make us fight over Trump and Biden again. There's so many people that we talk to that would be like, oh, you know, I hate a two-party system. I'd not do anything about it. You know, protest with your vote, protest with your wallet, actually do something about it. You say this all the time. If we have the numbers, you can do it. You choose not to because of excuses. So stop making excuses and just do it now.
Are you talking about me or people in general?
Mostly you. Very targeted ad.
I hope I survive the eclipse, and I'll miss you, but I mean, what you're saying, it sounds so easy. Don't even get me started on my
hand of the problem.
What? What's the problem?
That it is easier. It's so much easier to
it's
do.
It's not
Stop
easy, Anthony.
Vote in for one side or another. The third
you're
party.
Me put on the tinfoil hat. You're making me go down the road that I don't want to go down right now. My vote did not count in the midterms and the last general. I voted. I made sure I signed it. I sealed it. I made sure Sandy, Jay, and I all three voted together. I hand delivered the votes. I saw them go into the big metal box. I waited my 10 days. I checked to make sure we were counted. Sandy and Jay were counted. I was not. That means 33.3334% of the vote in my personal home wasn't counted. You're talking to somebody who not only thinks there could be election fraud, there was, because I mailed all three ballots together and mine was somehow missing or removed. It didn't count. And I talked to a handful of people about what to do about it, and they didn't know. One person told me, call the police. I'm like, what? I don't have time. I work. I have dogs. I have kids. I have prepping to do. I didn't.
Well, I don't know. Now you're on the radio. You're on 960 The Patriot. If you are an attorney or doing anything in politics and you've run into things like this before, or you know how to make this an issue, please reach out to us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web, anothermoneyshow.com. Give us a call, 623-523-0444. Because Jared's had this happen for two elections now that I can remember. So obviously, if it's happening to him, it could happen to anybody.
But I just voted, a few weeks ago for the presidential preference election. Did you even know that was a thing, Anthony? Part of what you're saying, I know you didn't know about it. Part of it, younger people, and I'm stereotyping, they don't look at the whole process. They don't understand it. Most of your friends don't even vote. The ones I've asked have said no to me. I have talked to people. I've talked to people on Fridays. The younger they are, the less likely they are to say they voted. That's a problem.
And why aren't we making that a bigger issue in schools to actually teach the process?
We need to revamp the entire education system. Is that where we're going today? We need to revamp the healthcare system, the education system, the mental health system. We got a lot of work to do. When your age range, when you guys start fixing things, I can't wait. I am old and tired. People in their 60s and up, we're more likely to vote. We're more likely to understand what is a presidential preference election. But anyway, I digress. I waited my 7 to 10 days and I checked to see if that ballot was received. Guess what? It was. Now I'm more confused because the two, in my opinion, more important elections, my vote didn't count. On the one that's not quite as important, because on each side, there's only one candidate. We got rid of Ramaswamy. We got rid of, what's her name? We got rid of the guy from Florida. I can't even think of names. Rick Scott. They're all gone. It was just the only one to vote for was Trump on one side, Biden on the other. So it's not quite as important that people voted for that one when there's no competition. Yet, my ballot was counted. There's no rhyme or reason. I have seen 2,000 mules. As soon as you talk about election fraud, depends what political side you're on and what reaction you get. If you're from Atlanta, Georgia, and you talk about election fraud there, we're just so polarized and none of it's good. And we are a financial show, not a political show. So we got to get back to my other articles I have ready here. I didn't even mean to go political, but I can tell you when you say that there's always been something to worry about, there's one. You want to talk about a hot button? Wait till we get close to the election, you know, and I can tell you leading up to the election, I have a couple articles that you know, you might have to watch closely leading up to the election that are financial. I know that overnight, I heard this morning, I heard on Family Values Radio, another Salem station, I heard that gas was up 30 cents a gallon last night, overnight. April 2nd into April 3rd, the Arizona average went up 30 cents. I see you looking frantically. You're probably researching that right now. That's where I credited the other station because I haven't had a chance to look it up right now. But if gas went up 30 cents overnight, that's going to be a problem. And all of it is going to affect what happens with politics come the end of this year. If we get a big avian flu, if the economy gets worse, if we have a terrorist attack, that all of that's going to influence the elections. And by the way, I have said Whether you're a Biden camp or a Trump camp person, I think the polarization is so bad on its own. Those are not the two right candidates. That's what I think. I got to stop. I don't want to go down this road because we talk to a lot of different clients. We have clients of all walks of life, politically, sexually, everything. And it's a hot button. It's something we can't fix. Your generation has to let it burn down and then fix it. You know, my old analogy of when you're actually likely to fix a big problem, if I'm out in the yard working and I cut my arm, if it's bleeding pretty good, I'll go inside, maybe wash it off and bandage it. Then I'll go out and finish my work. But if I break my arm and there's bones sticking out, I have to stop my work. I actually have to go to the hospital. There's a difference, my father used to always say, between important and urgent. Right now, there's so many things that are important. I would say we're poking into urgent on a bunch of them. The politics, it's not broken enough. If we have a food shortage for a month or 3 months, if we have an EMP, if we have a cyber attack, a power grid failure, solar flare. I'm not just saying it's going to be caused by Russia or North Korea. If things get really, really bad, if we don't get to eat for a while, maybe people will get their head out of the sand and change things, but it's going to take younger people. It's, you know, your generation, I keep saying, you have to fix borders, healthcare, politics, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. You have a lot of work to do. And I'm tired and I can't be much help. I'll continue to vote even after those two, you know, votes that didn't count. I didn't give up. Like, it's still what I'm supposed to do, being a member of society in a free country. I still believe in the process. You know, you can talk about mail-in voting versus one day, one vote, your employer has to let you go. I don't know. It's so much to fix. But I really want to get back to finances. So your gas went up overnight. I told you about 6 months ago when gas was hovering so low. The QT on 101 and Thunderbird was hovering at like 335 for month after month after month. So I brought up on the show, I don't think we're out of the woods yet. You know, it's really hard being me because you think I'm wrong to a certain extent. The couple that was in yesterday thinks I'm wrong to a certain extent. It's hard being positive that the stuff that you're seeing, reading, hearing is all taking you the wrong direction, but yet nothing changes. You, Anthony, were nice enough to take a group of people to a baseball game on Saturday. The place was packed. One of your neighbors, I was standing next to him chatting for a while. He had three drinks. He had two beers and one double vodka cranberry. I believe it's called a Cape Cod. The two beers. He was grumbling a little bit about the price, 16 something, almost $17 a beer for a draft beer. Not like a 24 ounce can, but a draft beer. It looked like it was 16 ounces, but I'm not sure. I didn't measure it. Almost 17 bucks a beer. Then he went and got a double vodka. I didn't even ask if it was Grey Goose or if it was, you know, Tito's or if it was, you know, the Well. It was $42. Couple thoughts about that. Everybody's out there spending like nothing is wrong. Do I think you should all stop going to baseball games, stop buying beer, hunker down for the big crash? No, we have to enjoy life. I'm so negative on our future that I think you better go out and have those beers. You better at least be making some memories. You better buy a nice car if you're if you're in the position to do so. It's funny, but things are so normal. I'm thinking this is the quiet before the storm. That's what I think. I think we're going to be in for some rude awakenings on a couple different fronts, politically, geopolitically. I'm watching what's going on around me. Restaurants are packed. Everything is looking like it's completely normal. Yet, I read these articles about credit card debt and people raiding their 401k and people that are putting groceries on credit cards. And I'm like, oh, that ain't good. This is going to tip and it's going to change.
At what point do you accept that you are right, but it doesn't matter? We're not in the Gaza Strip. We're not being bombed every day right now. Like, a lot of things are not going the right direction, but people have it much worse.
Because what I see, I'm worried about you. If I said that, you know, I'm selfish and I don't want the last years of my life to be in hyperinflation in a war-torn country, that's different. I don't care. I really don't care about me.
You educate people on what they can do and you prepare, and then that's the best you can do. I mean, what else?
And we're trying to get to people that haven't already sat with us. We're sounding alarms for people that haven't woken up. We're trying to get people so they're prepared. There's a whole bunch of people that are not. I mean, AT&T just came out this week. They had like one of the biggest data breaches in history. Everybody's social security card, date of birth, address, all this stuff was on the dark web for sale. And I had AT&T 15 or plus years ago. So I'm like, well, it doesn't affect me. And then I read further. Apparently, it does. They have the history of clients. So I'm like, oh, for Pete's sake, what I want people to do is make sure they go to Xander Insurance or LifeLock or somebody and spend the $100 or $200 a year and get yourself under the radar. We tell people all the time, you should have an umbrella policy. We don't sell umbrella policies. We had a woman in the office this week that's doing well financially, doesn't have an umbrella policy. She's like, I think we used to, but we don't have one now. I'm like, I want to shake this person. They're only like $400 to $700 a year. And we live in a country that things can go wrong. And we think you should have one. If you haven't been educated on them, if you haven't been informed on what they are and what they do, you need that. I think it's crunch time and people should start being very careful with the stock market. Obviously, I can't give specific advice on here, but I can tell you, you know, the old buy low, sell high works if you have the stomach and discipline. Do you think right now we are low or high? We're setting record after record. And by the way, watch precious metals. You know, good on you, people that think precious metals is the main way to go. Holy cow, the run-up in gold and silver right now is staggering. So I think we're going to hit 2,500 an ounce on gold before the end of the year. You know, silver is screaming up. Good.
Silver has been undervalued for so long. That one's been the one to get.
Yeah, and everything cycles. So silver's been undervalued. And guess what? It looks like it's going to be valued now. When you say, "What? Who cares? What if it doesn't matter?" My thing is everything cycles. If you're having a good day and you're whistling, don't get too cocky. Tomorrow might suck. And the other side of that coin, on the negative part of it, if you're having a really bad day, hang in there. Tomorrow should be better. We're going to be okay. We have been the fattest, laziest, most instant gratification society since Rome. And we've had a great run. We've had a great cycle. We've been the world reserve currency. We let people have 2 to 3% interest rates on their homes. We gave 0% financing on our cars. You can get Uber Eats and DoorDash. Jay can order waffles at midnight. Life has been really good. But things cycle. And am I saying you shouldn't go to a baseball game? You should hunker down, dig a spider hole in your backyard. Well, the spider, oh yeah, you should have one ready. So get in it? No, not yet.
So what are you saying after you get prepared? So you get prepared and then what?
Then you have a nice day. Ray, if you're listening, you have a nice day. You do everything you can. The reason we do this radio show, because most of this country, I would say 80, 85% or more, they didn't do everything they can. You have people, we meet them weekly, that have a bunch of money in CDs. You have to at least be informed. And then accept that your choice to have CDs is a good one. We met somebody this week that had four different CDs. It's a 1 year CD. You're getting 5% or right around that range. I said, what if we had a run on the banks? I have like four articles lined up here that shows we've laid off on the banks for a little while because we got sidetracked with Social Security. The banks aren't out of the woods. We've got one on New York Community Bank that just had an infusion of $1 billion. And now there's cracks in it because of multi-living family structures that are defaulting on their loans. But anyway, so we have a CD alternative through insurance companies. 1 year. Right now we have this. I have to give the date because I'm about to give a rate. I'm not giving specific recommendations. On the 3rd of April, I did look this morning to make sure it's still the same. We have a one year fixed product. I'll call it a CD alternative that's paying 5%. You wait a year and then you have a 30-day window. You can let it roll on further and keep it with the company. You can pull part of it out. You can pull all of it out. Here's the deal. On this product, you have 100% guaranteed by the strength of the company insurance on your money. The bank, all I want people to do, I want every single person that has money in the bank to go to their own information. Go to FDIC.gov, poke around, find the search bar, look up DIF, which is the Depositor Insurance Fund, and look at the solvency. You have 1.13 as of the last quarter or whatever you found. You have about 1.33% coverage. That means roughly 98.5% or more of your money is not covered. The rich are going to get richer. Mark Cuban, you're fine. You'll get your millions. The poor are going to hover. They don't have hundreds of thousands in the bank. The middle class is going to get slaughtered over the next 10 years with taxes, with bank failures, with stock market crash, with all kinds of stuff. So if you had a choice between, and I'm using 1 year on purpose because we don't have the 5 month products, we don't have the 7 month products. So if you're doing a laddering approach, and then I guess the banks are a necessary evil. But if you're doing 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, we have guaranteed to 100% plus coverage products for you. So I want everybody to know that. And then if you know that and you still decide to go to the bank instead of the insurance company, good, you're a well-informed investor. And if things do happen, I'll be quiet instead of saying, I told you so. If the banks do a bail-in, if you haven't researched the word bail-in, it's time you do so. You need to research Executive Order 14067. It was 2 years ago now that we brought that up to you. How many people researched it? Oh, probably about none, give or take. We brought up FedNow because none of this affects you. Guess what? It's coming. It's all still coming. So we just want you to know what you're doing. You know, I listened to the radio shows on the weekend. I brought it up last week. The show following ours, it was wonderful. Traditional financial planning. I love traditional financial planning. I just hope every advisor out there adds the new fifth dimension, which is the world around you. You know, this past week, I heard about the retirement red zone again. I love marketing buzzwords. 5 years before and after retirement. You know what I think the retirement red zone is? When you're 16 and you get your first job, sit with me. Let me explain to you what your options are with your 401k and free money. Let me explain to you a Roth IRA. Let me explain to you debt management. Let me introduce you to Financial Peace University with our buddy Dave Ramsey. But your entire life is the financial red zone. Pay down debt. Buy hard assets. Do things that put you in a better position. We, in my opinion, we are one black swan event away from a catastrophe in this country.
Also, I'll be honest, I wasn't paying attention at all. I was just letting him rant. And
so, I need to calm down. I don't need to get too excited. I believe that I am, you know, and how Seth put it on our show, I can be wrong for a long time. You know, the boy that cried wolf. It's like, you get tired of hearing from me. But at the end of the story of the boy that cried wolf, there really was a wolf. My problem in life, I think there's multiple wolves, and I think we're getting closer and closer to seeing them. So I'm scared. You know, when I look at everything, I look at every week, it's not, you know, we had diesel exhaust fluid shortages a year and a half ago. We've had egg shortages. It's not that they became this catastrophe and we shut down. It's just they're all compounding. You know, this week I read about United Airlines. They're asking pilots to take furloughs. They want them to take unpaid time off. What if you have a family? What if you don't live in New York City and Hocho is giving you free, you know, dry cleaning and food and rooms and money and cell phones and iPads? I love that one. Make sure you can still play your Candy Crush. So what if
the government will bail them out like they did in 2020? After American Airlines had spent the last 10 years on stock repurchasing and bumping up their share prices and not saving for a rainy day. And then as soon as that rainy day comes, taxpayers pay all them out. Remember how like everybody hates socialism, but it's only socialism for the poor? Because it does seem as though rich people can kind of get away with any kind of gambling they want, because as soon as there's any side of hardship, as far as they're concerned, it's all right. All the poor people paying their taxes will bail them out. When you think about that.
Well, yeah. And it's just, you can keep doing this until you can't. You can keep giving money away till you can't. You know, I have two articles today. One is Illinois. One is Massachusetts. More universal basic income. And both of them address legal or illegal. Doesn't matter. But, you know, this whole thing, United Airlines. So if you're a pilot, that's a hard job to get, but it's good paying. It's important, I would say. So think back. I told you when you were new to the office, United Airlines, their pension dumped. I think it was in 2005. Their pension dumped. They got rid of their pension. The Pension Guarantee Corporation had so much money allocated to them. The rest of it went away. So United Airlines has had a history of issues. But anyway, there's so much going on. None of it's good. I'm sorry. One day, hopefully I have good news. And then it's going to be great. We can keep going on here because then we can do traditional financial planning. We can talk about, you know, Roth conversions and setting up a Roth and all those things. I'm looking forward to it in a way. I do love to be upset. I mean, you've said that over the years and you are correct. I am a very type A personality. I get very charged up. I'm restless. I have OCD and ADD, and I work better fired up. So that's why I would love, my dream would be to get a radio show that is live and we can have call-ins. You know what I mean? You're super quick with looking up information. So if people ask us questions, I can rail on things and rant on things while you're looking up the statistics and the facts. And we can sound like we're pretty smart.
Well, we can pretend like we're live. If you want to reach out at 623-523-0444 or shoot us an email, team@anothermoneyshow.com, or use the link on the website itself, anothermoneyshow.com. You can reach out for us to that too.
All right. So I know every week time goes by so fast, you know, until we get the daily show or once a week, 6 hour show. I try to get through everything. I usually can't. Something we got this week from Jim. We got an article from Jim. Fed must get more aggressive with rate cuts due to the weakening jobs market. So I read this. This is from Fast Money. Ooh, I like the name of this company, Fast Money. This was on the 31st of March. And they're talking about how unemployment... Well, let me read a little bit about it. The Federal Reserve may have new incentives in the second quarter to cut rates deeper this year. Canaccord Genuity, I don't know what the heck this is, Tony Dwyer thinks a deteriorating jobs market and easing inflation will ultimately push the Fed to act. What easing inflation are they talking about? You know, gas prices in Phoenix went up 30 cents overnight. Did I mention that? Oh, wait, we exclude food and energy. Luckily for that, you know, the cold chickens and the eggs are safe. Go ahead.
It's a cop-out anyways. They want lower rates so they can continue to borrow cheaply from the Fed to inflate the market. We're at all-time highs for, you know, revenue from all these massive companies, and they're still laying off so many people. Plus, the job markets, I mean, you get people working 4 or 5 jobs because they're all working gig economy jobs. You know, Uber Eats, Lyft, DoorDash, all of a sudden you've got one person for 3 jobs. So none of those numbers really mean what they think they mean. But they're all making excuses because they want free money.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this article and slam the hell out of it. You know, and the job numbers, you know, here's a new way that they're being skewed. I hadn't really thought about this. You've got a bunch of people that are coming across the country illegally, and they're working with gangs to get fake green cards. And they're getting credentials and they're getting jobs now. So we not only have people fighting for, you know, what I would say are our low to medium wage jobs. Now you've got a bunch of people that just came across the border that are going to vie for these jobs, too. So this article, give me a break. You know why I think that they're going to reduce rates if they're going to? You know, they say 3 times. One, we're getting into a huge problem with the debt interest. The interest on our $34.6 trillion. We can't afford it. Guess what else is coming up? Guess what's coming up in November? Oh, it's election time. You know, how do you keep the stock market happy and at all-time high after all-time high? You lower rates. Keep the stock market up. I've said for years, if the gas prices are steady or falling and my 401k is steady or going up, I don't ask why. I don't care why. I'm a happy little camper. I'll go to work. I'll take care of my family. I'm busy. I have stuff to do. There's TV on. So, if we lower the rates, it's because of the interest on the debt. And it's because of the election. That's my take on it. But you were right. Free money, easy money. So the government got us into these problems and we trust them to get us out. And I don't think that ends well. With that said, are we almost out of time, Anthony? What do you have for me? I'm going to save some of these articles that I didn't get to for next week. That'll give me less work to do for next week, too.
Well, I mean, what else was there to talk about?
Oh, well, I mean, I had a couple on universal basic income. I had more on the banks. We've laid off on the banks. Here's one from the Daily Hodl. $677 billion, billion, I have to count the zeros, added to the U.S. national debt in 3 months as BlackRock CEO warns situation is more urgent than I can ever remember.
They all talk about the urgency. That's been going on for the last few years. But you get some people saying it's urgent and it matters, and you get other people that say it doesn't matter. And I mean, it does matter. It should matter. But it doesn't until it does is the problem. But there's no preemptive, you know, they're not being proactive. They're being reactive, which is the opposite of what we try to talk about on this show. But of course they are, because while things are going up, they want to continue things to go up at any cost. It does not matter the casualties that it leaves behind. But anyways, that's it for today's show. If you like what you heard, have questions about any of the topics today, or want to sit down with us to review your personal financial situation, you can reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web, anothermoneyshow.com. Book straight from there. Give us a call, 623-523-0444. We are also on YouTube. You can see clips of our pretty faces and then whatever else Doug puts together. And we just reached 100,000 views. Kind of an accomplishment. Real proud of that. Remember, if you reach out to us because you need help, we want to be a resource. We're not salespeople. We want to put plans together. It's financial education is what we strive for. There are no minimums. We're not going to tell you to only come see us if you have $500,000 or $250,000. If you have $4 in your pocket and you need help, reach out. There's no minimums. There's no cost for appointments and nothing to lose by getting a second opinion on your financial situation. We'll see you again next Saturday at noon right here on 960 The Patriot.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.